Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's continue their teaching on 10 more extraordinary days of prosperity. As they wrap up this week, you'll find out how to excel at the grace of giving and receive all God has for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George Pearson's is with me again today. And guess what? This is our 35th broadcast on prosperity.
35. Wow.
And George says, You're welcome to it. Use it any way you want to.
Yeah, what we've done, Gloria, on KCM.org is that we've made this available, all either 10 of these that we're doing right now, or all 40. Because when you first asked me on the broadcast some time ago, the Lord began with 10 days of prosperity. And it just went on another 10. And another 10, and another 10. And the last time you and I were on, you said to me, Gloria, you can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you looked at me and said, let's try.
That's right.
So
we're trying.
We are trying to exhaust the subject of prosperity, but I don't think you can do it.
And George is so free-hearted and wonderful. He says, if you want to preach it, preach it. He offers it to you. Hallelujah.
All of these.
But certainly live it.
You know, Gloria, these 40 that we've done so far, so many of these have been from the things that you and Kenneth have taught me. I've just taken, being a Kenneth Copeland scholar.
Yes.
Being taken what you have taught me and put it into a preaching format. I've preached these to my congregation. Mm-hmm. And so, I have pastors that are telling me that they're preaching them, or you can use them as a Bible study. They're absolutely free.
Yes,
so
amen.
These things have been what you've trained us in. This one today is a prime example of something that I learned from you. This was 15 years ago. It was 1995, Gloria.
You're a good student.
Well, I got the files, so. It was 1995 when you were teaching a subject called the grace of giving. The grace of giving. And so let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We'll look at the foundation scripture for this, and we'll learn how to give today. There is a way to give that will produce results. You know, Gloria, sometimes people say, well, I give and nothing's happening. Well, there is a grace to giving.
Yes.
There is a way to give that will really help move things along.
That's right.
In the same way that you can be a planter seed, and there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. And you get some fella, I'm thinking about Pop.
My pop. Oh, he was so
I'm thinking
precious.
About Pop. And when we used to go up to Arkansas and stayed at the house back then, every time we would drive out to come home, we'd stop and see Mom and Pop. And one day, Pop took me out to a field, and I think he was, was it peaches?
Yes, he had peaches.
Peaches. Mm-hmm. And he was showing me the peaches. And I was thinking to myself, now he knows what he's doing.
He certainly did.
He knows how to cultivate. He knows how to water.
You've never had a peach till you've had one of Pop's peaches.
Well, Pop gave me a peach that day, and it was good. It was an Arkansas peach, and it was delicious.
Amen.
And I think about people like that who know how to sow, how to plant, who know the intricacies of the proper way grow something, as opposed to someone who, I mean, I'm not growing stuff myself, but and I'm sure I could be taught how. My grandfather was that way. My grandfather had a garden. And one of the things he grew in that garden were those beefsteak tomatoes.
Yeah.
They were huge.
George, I wish you'd have learned that.
Yeah. I wish I had too. They were huge. But in the same way, we can learn the grace of giving.
Yes, we can.
And we can sow and reap better results.
That's right.
And that's what you're teaching us.
A hundredfold, it says.
A hundredfold. We have to keep these things stirred up in us all the time.
You're right.
And so the foundation scripture that you use was 2 Corinthians 8:7. It says, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also.
Isn't that good?
And the grace that he was talking about here was the grace
of giving.
Of giving. Now, I'm going to quote something to you. You have it on your notes there, but this is what Lynn Hammond shared with you back then. Now, I took this because it really, seriously, this teaching, and you were teaching it in 95, 94, 93, and I started pastoring in 93. And what you were teaching about this set the foundation for how we receive offerings at the church.
Praise God.
And this is what Lynn Hammond said to you, what the Lord told her. This is what the Lord was saying. It grieves me when the church takes offerings. I said to worship me. Don't take from the people, but let them bring it and worship me. Then they will see the fruit of their giving.
Praise
Do you remember that?
What
remember
a word.
Remember that
I've
word?
I've forgotten it. I'm glad you reminded me of it.
And so what we do in church is what we take time to worship the Lord
worship
with our giving.
Amen.
And then you said on your series that you taught on this, you said we must learn to excel at the grace of giving.
Yes. Amen.
So what I did since that time, Gloria, is I have been learning how to excel.
You're a great student. You just hear it and do it.
Well, I've seen the results that it has in your life. I want those same kind of results.
Amen.
So I began to study this out, listen to what you taught, and then excelling at the grace of giving. So let's talk about that. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It's the next chapter. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and what I did for the sake, and I do this with my sermon notes, I break it down into these very simple parts so that I can teach it to the congregation.
But you are extraordinarily organized.
Well,
I try not to be jealous.
It's important. But that's what a pastor does. A pastor will take what a teacher will teach or what a prophet will declare and then break it down and take it to the congregation and teach it to them. And we found in the grace of giving that there is a way to give that will produce. So let's take a look at this.
Okay.
In 2 Corinthians 9, 6, I'll read it from the King James, and then Gloria, if you'd read it from the Amplified.
All right.
It says, "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully."
Amen.
So your Amplified Bible says,
remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. Hallelujah.
So we find here that first of all, number one, in the grace of giving, if we want to give and receive results, we must give willingly.
That's right.
I've heard
with
Kenneth.
Heart giving.
Heart giving. It's not the amount, it's the attitude.
That's right.
It's not the dollar figure, it is what is coming out of the heart. I've heard Kenneth say this so many times before when he'll receive offerings, and he said to people, if you don't want to give, don't. I'd rather you not.
Yeah. Don't muddy the water.
If it's not in your heart to do it. I can remember one time, I'm really telling on myself now. This was years ago. I was in publications. He wanted to do something. He wanted to give something to the partners. And I had earlier that day had a meeting with some marketing people. This is a long time
ago.
Many
years ago.
Had a meeting with some marketing people, and I told them Kenneth wanted to give this particular, it was a tape to the partners. That's a lot of tapes, a lot of partners. And so we were sitting around the table and the marketing department was saying, well, now if we do it this certain way, we can have them request it and then they can write in and get it. And so I was the bearer of the news to Kenneth.
Let George do it.
They sent me in there to talk to him. So I came down here to the studio. He was taping and we went back there to the dressing room to talk. And so we're talking about this. And me, I'm
You're the lamb to the slaughter, I know.
Yeah. So I went in there as the lamb, and I laid this out, and he looked at me.
With those eyes?
I got the eyes. And he said, George, whatever's in your heart to do, do it. So I left that day, and 24 hours went by. And I thought about it all afternoon. And I thought about it all night. And I looked in my heart, and I could see what he was doing. Because, of course, Kenneth is a giver.
Yeah.
He's a giver. Oh, he knows how to give.
He's a bold giver.
So I came to him the next day. We were down in the lunchroom. Y'all were sitting there having lunch, and I sat down, and I said, well, I thought about what you said. And I said, it's in my heart to give that. He's sitting there eating. He goes, well, that's good. Okay, well, go ahead. And so we gave that. But I had to find that place in my heart, and that's what he was doing with me, was to find that place of willingness in my heart. There's a scripture in Exodus 35, 4 and 5. We won't turn there, but I have it on your notes. This thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering unto the Lord. Yes. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it.
Ooh, that's so important. So important.
Who is ever of a willing heart. So we really have to look at ourselves, and I have to look at myself every time I give an offering, and I have to say to myself, is my heart willing? Is my heart willing?
Yeah.
Now, in Mark 12, I remember the incident here with the woman with the widow's mite. And Jesus was watching how they
That's
gave.
Right. That's right.
And there were very many rich people that were giving, and they were throwing in their offerings. And this one woman came who had this little, what all she had, and she threw that in there. And it says in the New Living Translation, they gave a tiny part of their surplus grudgingly. But she, as poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on willingly and bountifully.
Isn't that awesome scripture? My goodness. She gave it all.
She gave it willingly. So the first thing we have to remember
in the spirit of giving.
About the grace of giving is that when we give,
a willing heart.
We give it with a willing
yes,
heart.
Yes, amen. Glory
Not
to
grudgingly.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Not grudgingly.
Right.
2 Corinthians 9:7. Let's look at the next verse of this. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Gloria, what does the Amplified Bible
God loves, say? He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. I mean, if your heart's not in your giving, there's not going to be much return, if any.
That's right.
Because your heart has to be in it. When you tithe, your heart has to be in it.
We give from the heart, and we give by the Spirit. You know, you're amplified. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart. One of the most important lessons that I've learned here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I've carried it on as pastor, is we never put pressure on people for money.
That's right.
I've never once, ever seen you and Kenneth put pressure on a congregation for finances.
No.
You're not feeling like you're pulling teeth to try to get people to give. No, it's always you give as you have made up your mind. You give as the Spirit leads you.
That's right.
The J.B. Phillips translation says, let everyone give as his heart tells him.
Amen.
Now again, in Exodus 35, 20 and 21, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Now this is when Moses went before them to request of them the offering for the temple, the building of the temple. So the people departed from Moses, and they came whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle. That word stirred there in the Hebrew means everyone whose heart was inspired, directed, and led.
Well, now let's look again at that scripture we just read.
Mm-hmm.
Let each one give, this is amplified
yeah.
in verse 7.
Yeah.
Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving.
Whose heart is in his giving.
Now then listen to this.
Yeah.
And this goes with that scripture, whose heart is in his giving, mm-hmm. and God is able to make all grace and favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always, under all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good
work.
And charitable donation. Who
yep.
is that? The one whose heart
the
is
one
in
whose
his
heart
giving.
Is in his giving.
That's where your return is.
That's it.
Glory to God.
And people wonder, why is it not working for me? Well, we have to look at this. We've got to look at the grace that God has provided for us in, his,
yes,
in the giving.
Yes, that's right.
And that we give willingly. We give from the heart. We give as we are led by the Spirit.
A cheerful, prompt to do it, giver.
And that's the next one I wanted us to look at, is giving cheerfully. In verse 7, again, you just read it. God loves a joyous, what was it from the
cheerful,
Amplified? Cheerful.
Prompt to do it, giver.
Prompt to do it,
giver. Takes pleasure in, prizes above other things. So this is very important to God.
Yeah. Joyful giving.
A cheerful, what is that word? Joyous.
Yeah.
I don't have a spec zone. A cheerful, joyous, quick, prompt to do it, giver.
Yeah.
Not one
yeah.
he has to pry your dollar out of you, you
yeah.
know. And
yeah.
that's why Ken is, I think Ken really, really and truly, I think he'd rather give than receive. I'd like to be in that place.
yes, it's
but
astounding.
But I think he actually is that way.
You know, Terry.
He loves to give.
Terry is so much like him. It's amazing. She is, I've gotten those Kenneth Copeland eyes from her.
Yeah.
and she's like him in that. And there was
his
one.
His heart is in this giving.
Oh, there was one time, we were in a convention. And the offering was being received. I forgot exactly what was going on, but Terry turned to me and she said, let's give our savings account.
And you went,
Well, I just kind of stared at her for a minute. And I was really working hard to get on the same page as her.
Yeah,
I knew she was right. I knew she was right. And it just took me but a moment for my heart to go, yeah, that's right, let's do it. And you know what? We did that. We emptied the account, but it wasn't long at all. It fills back up again. And I found that's what happens. We give, but it fills back up. We give, but it fills back up. And I've seen that over and over again with Kenneth. He'll give.
Yeah.
I saw him one time give something. Well, it was an airplane.
Uh-huh. I've forgotten how many airplanes he's given away.
35
airplanes he's given?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? We're on day 35 of our prosperity series.
He's given an airplane for every day. Uh-huh.
And I remember when we talked about this too, because we all kind of thought, you know, it would have been better to sell that plane and get the money for it and apply it to this. That just ain't the way he thinks.
Oh, no. Not even if you need it bad. I mean, what you could be behind in your bills.
I like that.
And it wouldn't matter.
I like that. And I really believe that it's...
He's a prompt to do it.
He has been an inspiration to all of us because there's so many times when you think to yourself, well, I watched him one time at a convention knowing... I was executive director at the time, and I knew...
You knew I was in the bank.
I knew we needed the money from that offering. And that night, he sowed that offering into another minister. And I sat there, and I thought, he knows what he's doing. The grace of giving.
Now, we've seen that work for a lot of years.
Yep.
And it does not come up short. God
no, and he does
sees it.
He does it cheerfully. That
it
word cheerful, I like this. In the Greek, the word cheerful is the word hilarious.
He's a hilarious giver.
He's a hilarious giver.
He is.
And that's what I aspire to.
Amen.
I want to become that way more and more and more. That there's such a freedom on the inside of me that I do not hesitate. One moment when the Lord speaks, my heart is willing.
Yeah, that's
and I think what we have to do, Gloria, in this is make that decision beforehand. Just like you made a decision to do whatever the Word said, mm-hmm. we make a decision beforehand, Lord,
to obey.
Whatever, wherever you tell me to sow and whatever you tell me to give, that's what I'm going to do. When Aubrey and Cody first got married, they had a great car. We bought Aubrey a car, a little SUV to go back and forth to Tulsa
now
with.
Now tell them who Aubrey married.
Aubrey married Cody Oaks, who's the grandson of Billy Brim.
Uh-huh.
What a power couple they are. And they really are. I mean, Cody and Aubrey both, they listen to the Lord. Cody, he hears from God. And I so appreciate who brought him up.
Yes, amen.
And he's very sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. But I remember when Aubrey, this is after they got married, and I remember when Aubrey came to us and said, the Lord has led them to sow their car into another couple who really needed a car. And
it took me a little bit to adjust to the fact.
But they knew that they were to give. And they gave it willingly. They gave it joyfully. And that couple, they still have that car. And there are times when I'm driving around the property and I'll see that car parked. And for a moment, I'll think, oh, there's Aubrey's car. No, she sowed that car.
That's her Aubrey seed.
I'll drive by that car and I'll call in the harvest of that seed that she sowed. Well, that came from a willing heart.
Yeah.
So willingly, cheerfully.
That's so vital.
Giving from the Spirit. And then you just read the result of that was God is able to make all grace.
That opens the door.
Abound to us so that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And the New Living Testament says, and God will generously provide all that you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Let's put our hands over our heart right now as we finish this up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we desire with all of our hearts to be willing givers.
Lord.
To give under this grace of giving and to give to you, Father, wherever you say, whenever you say it, whatever you say for us to give, we desire for our hearts to be enlarged, to be better givers. And the result of that, Father, is that you will provide us with everything that we need in the grace of giving.
Every favor and earthly blessing.
Thank you. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was good, George. George, now I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Today's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And we've just been talking, Gloria, about the grace of giving and how we can improve in our giving. It's my desire to be a good partner to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Terry and I have been partners for a long, long time. And we rejoice in it. And we endeavor with every day that goes by to be better givers and better sowers, just like we just read here. Every man give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful, hilarious giver. And the result of that is he's able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you would always have and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support.
Praise God.
And so as you pray about your offering today, not only your offering here, but your offerings in church, your offerings to other ministries, Let's look down on the inside of us. See what the Lord is speaking to you, because the best results come from a heart that is willing to give. Father, we pray over our partners right now, and we thank you that they are prospering with everything they set their hands to do. We say that our partners' bills are paid in full. We say in Jesus' name that every debt is removed from them, and that you are increasing them more and more and more every day. And that our partners, Lord, and those that are watching the broadcast, we are increasing in the grace of giving, and that we're becoming more willing hearted to sow into the kingdom, because we know that the more we sow and the better we sow, the more we will reap the results of that. Father, we thank you for that. We praise you for the giving of our partners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, Gloria, all since we've been doing Days of Prosperity, all 8 weeks are available online. 40
Praise
days
God.
Of prosperity are online. We even now have an ebook for those that are interested.
You.
I mean, we're making progress, aren't
we? Thank you, Pastor George, for sharing all that good stuff with us.
This is so exciting to get this word out there.
It is exciting, because
it
works.
People can download it. You can read it on your iPad or on your, take it with you on your iPhone. And so all of those are available to you. It is important to go to church, isn't it?
It is
important to be in church and to be fed. If you're in the Fort Worth area, please come out and visit us. We are kind of way out here, but we'll call the church and we'll get directions for you.
That's right.
And we'll get you here. We will get you. And Terry and I, we will look forward to seeing you. You can join us online, watch the services online. So for more information about Eagle Mountain International Church, just go to emic.org. Join us next week for 5 more days of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
We are going to start with day 6. This is exciting. We're going to start with day 6 on Monday with Jerry Savelle's The God of the Breakthrough Will Visit Your House.
Hallelujah.
And the God of the Breakthrough is going to visit this studio.
Amen.
So,
I receive
this is George Pearson's and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons. Join me on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a daring exploration of the Scriptures about the Holy Spirit. He's more important than you think. He's bigger than you imagined. And He's more real than you ever dreamed possible.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.